I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's back to the old drawing board for Cyprus. Now that Parliament's rejected the bailout measures, they have to come up with an alternative plan or face bankruptcy. Sat7 International is headquartered in Cyprus. Rex Rogers says,
at the moment, we're not being caught in the midst of this. On the other hand, whatever they decide to do in the Parliament could end up costing us some money just because it costs everybody.
Staying on the air allows Sat7 to talk about problems and solutions.
Sat7 is a ministry. All the money goes to the mission of the ministry and the idea of sharing the gospel with people throughout the Middle East.
Next, leaders from India, Pakistan, and Nepal met last week to talk strategy. Gospel strategy, that is.
We believe that something very important was begun through this summit, and we want to continue it for the glory of God.
David Shibley of Global Advance's 10 church leaders from each country gathered at the Tri-Nation Summit. They're forming new partnerships, and Global Advance is coming alongside with vital resources. Pray church leaders would know
they're not forgotten, and that the body of Christ around the world is standing with them and praying for them.
And believers are seeing hope in darkness in Southeast Asia. A Vision Beyond Borders team just got back from sharing God's love with Burmese refugees, Nepali orphans, and trafficked victims. They delivered much-needed medical supplies to refugees and built relationships with ostracized women and kids. The teams also brought Bibles to countries that need God's word. Pray that each touch point will result in lives surrendered to Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What we miss God's word to us? Well, Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever he sends us in obedience to him? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.